And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that his country will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault that occurred earlier. Netanyahu's remarks on Wednesday appeared to brush off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. Now that's left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president said that it's left a significant amount of unrest in the region. Violence, meanwhile, has continued to surge along Israel's border with Lebanon. A rocket attack on an Israeli town by Iran-backed Hezbollah wounded at least 14 people. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu again brushed off calls for restraint. It's left the region bracing for further escalations. Jordan's King Abdullah says that his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapons systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95.3 billion in spending, which matches what the Senate passed in mid-February. But there are a few differences designed to win over some House conservatives. The main distinction is that the House bill provides more than $9 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine in the form of forgivable loans. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday called for sharply higher U.S. tariffs on China's metal products as part of a package of policies aimed at pleasing steel workers in the swing state of Pennsylvania at the risk of actually angering Beijing. Biden has told an audience of cheering unionized steel workers that his administration will block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company, and he's calling for tripling the tariffs on Chinese steel. The Democratic president is seeking to use a trade policy to win over the working class votes. He said Wednesday that U.S. Steel has been an iconic American company for more than a century, and it should remain totally American. His administration is reviewing the proposed acquisition by Japan's Nippon Steel. On the tariff front, Chinese imports account for only a small percentage of the steel products coming into the United States, so the higher fees are largely symbolic. Former President Donald Trump has met in New York with Polish President Andrzej Duda. It is the latest in a series of meetings with foreign leaders as Europe braces for the possibility of a second Trump term. Presumptive GOP nominee was hosting Duda for dinner at Trump Tower, where the two were expected to discuss Ukraine, among other topics. Duda has long expressed admiration for Trump. He is also a staunch supporter of Ukraine and has encouraged Washington to provide more aid to Kyiv amid Russia's ongoing invasion. An Abu Ghraib military contractor has warned bosses of abuses. This occurred 2 weeks after arriving in the year 2003. As the investigation continues, more information is coming out about the abuses that took place at Abu Ghraib. The Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ending his trial before arguments even began. Senate Democrats argued that the articles were unconstitutional. First article charged Mayorkas with willful and systemic refusal to comply with immigration laws. The second article charged Mayorkas with a breach of trust for saying the border was secure. The votes were 51-48 and 51-49, both along party lines. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the House Republicans' case failed to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.